Hello, everybody. This is Ryan Tharp here at KMMR Mustang Radio's What's Happening program, and today we have two guests with us. We've got Wyatt Uphouse, the Deputy Sheriff for Phillips County Sheriff's Department here in Malta, and we've got Tony Simonson, the owner and operator of Rivers Bend Assisted Living. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan.
And so you guys are working together, kind of putting on a free luncheon benefit. You want to tell us a little bit about that? And
yeah, we were at a funeral on I believe it was on the 1st of March for a police deputy that was killed in Sheridan, Wyoming, serving a warrant for trespass, something as simple as that, and was shot and killed. Happened to be my best friend's brother, and so it kind of hit real close to home for us, and so we went down to the funeral, and we were awestruck. We had a police escort from Bozeman to the Wyoming border, and from the Wyoming border, the Wyoming Sheriff's Department, or the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department escorted us all the way into Sheridan. It was surreal, actually, and then the funeral was pretty incredible. They had like 265 sheriffs and police departments recognized there. There was police cars and sheriff's vehicles everywhere. Fire department. They had everybody there, and it was just a powerful moment. And watching, when I say the community, I meant the country. There was 265. I mean, Wyatt was there and got to be a part of it and witness it. And he's done different things like that, and I'll let him speak to that. But on the way home, my wife and I said, well, maybe we can do something to help this widow. And Nevada left a widow. Her name's Carla. And then Bella's the daughter. She's 1 year old. And so he went to work just like you and I go to work every day, thinking I've just got to go do my job, and he doesn't come home. And it just, the Lord really put on our hearts to try to do something, and so we kind of brainstormed this idea to do a fundraiser for him up here in Malta, Montana, which is a long ways from Sheridan, Wyoming. But we have met so many good people, so many caring people, and we just thought, man, this is just something we got to do. And then the more we thought about it, we thought, it is a great community, and there's people serving in this community, the Sheriff's Department, the Fire Department, the EMS, the Border Patrol. And so that's why we kind of put this whole thing together. This luncheon thing, it's a free luncheon. We're supplying all the food and drinks, Rivers Bend is, and in conjunction with the hospital. But it's to honor all of you folks that go out every day and put your lives on the line to serve our country. And so I'll let Wyatt talk a little bit more about maybe the funeral and what he does.
All right. Thanks, Tony. I don't know if you mentioned it, but that benefit is March 13th at 11:30 at the Rivers Bend over by the hospital. Yeah, my name's Wyatt Uphouse. I'm a deputy sheriff here in Phillips County. I was able to go down to Sheridan for that funeral. Originally, I got an email from MSPOA, which is Montana Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I'm part of their honor guard. We got an email about possibly going down there and supporting Nevada Krinke's funeral. Unfortunately, we weren't actual part of the honor guard. Wyoming honor guard took care of that, but we were able to go down there. And yeah, like Tony said, it was amazing how I showed up. I think we were supposed to line up at 11, and I got there about 9:30, and I was 15, 16 blocks back. The whole main street, whatever street in Sheridan, it was blocked by sheriff's offices, police departments, firemen. I heard that there was actually a New York, an NYPD vehicle there, or
yeah, they had their hats on and everything, yeah, because they wear kind of a mm-hmm. different hat. Yeah,
so that was pretty neat. Yeah, so we got to go down there and be part of the escort. It took a long time just to drive from where I started and it was, you know, it was pretty slow, just like a funeral procession, but I probably 45 minutes to an hour of driving through Sheridan, and the streets were just lined. It was pretty cool. There were a lot of Montana peace officers there. I know Fergus County, I saw Haver, Billings PD, there was a lot of BPD guys there, but it was pretty cool. I was definitely honored to go down there.
And so this luncheon this week, it's Wednesday, March 13th, takes place at Rivers Bend, 11:30. It's again sponsored by Rivers Bend Assisted Living and the Phillips County Hospital. That is to help raise awareness for our local EMS, fire, sheriffs. But there's a silent auction, correct? And that's going to go to the family?
Correct, yeah. And the silent auction is very small. We didn't want to burden the community. These businesses in town get hit a lot in donating stuff. We just had a couple things, but if people want to donate as they come in, we'll have a jar there. They can just put money in, whatever they feel that on their, whatever the Lord lays on their heart to donate towards this. If you can afford a dollar or you can't afford anything, please come. We just want to honor these people in our community that do such an amazing job. I just the more I thought about it, the more I just thought we got to do something. The other thing along with that is we would like to make this a yearly event. Obviously, this year the money would go towards the Krinke family to Carla and their daughter. But we would like to make this a recognition, a yearly event to where people could come and support the local community. This is a great community. They have been so gracious to us and so giving to us. And so we want to be a part and give back. And we just feel this is a pretty good way to do it.
Back on the silent auction real quick though. Which businesses donated, and I mean, is it some quite? You said not very much, but is it some big items or?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Gary Fado, who comes to our lunch every day, he comes to senior meals. He said he would donate a birdhouse, and I'm like, okay, well, that's very nice. I mean, you should see this birdhouse. It's incredible. It's a 2-story hotel saloon. It's already bid up to $400.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then Hardware Hank donated a tool kit. Valley Drug's they've got a basket for us to pick up today, actually. And then the liquor store actually donated a gift basket as well. So we didn't want to burden, you know, the businesses. I typically get hit on a lot to donate to school programs and whatever, and we do our very best. We didn't want it to be cumbersome that way. We're looking more at just people dropping a 5 in the plate when they come in for lunch. That's what we're looking to do. The silent auction will generate some money, and whatever we get, it'll be a blessing.
And so Wyatt, being that this is a fellow lawman, what goes through your mind when something like this happens? Are you still able to get up every morning, do your job? Do you worry more, less?
No, definitely it makes you think about, you know, something as simple as a warrant for trespassing. It's something that we do quite often, and it just reminds you not to get complacent. You never know if it could be a simple traffic stop for running a stop sign. You know, you never know what's going to happen until you get up there, and 99.9% of the time it's fine. People are very respectful to us, but it's just that 0.01% of the time where you're not expecting it, and then unfortunately something like this could happen, and it just reminds us that we have to stay on our toes and not get complacent. It's scary, and I would be lying if I said that I didn't get complacent. It happens. It's part of this job, and it's something that you always have to think about, not to let set in and let something like this happen.
And with most small communities and stuff, you actually wear two hats. You're also on the fire department here. does that mindset go before you go running into a burning building? Same.
Yeah. You know, there's always something, you know, I would be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. I like the adrenaline. It makes me feel young again. So yeah, with the fire department and, you know, even with the, I think it was over in Fargo with that incident where the fireman went to a car wreck. Was it a car wreck or something? And there was the guy shot and killed a fireman, you know? So it's just stuff like that. Just reminds you not to get complacent.
And Tony, so you said this was your best friend's brother. How is the family doing right now? Obviously, they're still grieving. You're staying in contact with them. I mean, is everything going okay? I mean, are they, this is donations to help get them, you know, set. Are they doing okay otherwise? As
yeah.
As well as you can be?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's one of those things that it just takes time. I mean, you have to work through it. And I'm sure there's, for Carla, I'm sure there isn't a day that she just doesn't cry herself to sleep type deal. And, you know, it is, I mean, not that there's a good thing of us, but Bella's so little, you know, she won't remember this. And so this is an opportunity, you know, if they can set up a college education fund or something like that. But it seems like they've got quite a few memorial things. I think they'll memorialize his cruiser. They did that. It was on the front lawn of the sheriff's department down there, which was pretty cool. And there was flowers. Oh my gosh, there was notes. There was, I saw badges, you know, like you're on your shoulder there. What? They had people there from Chicago, Dallas, and then, like you said, New York City, which was pretty powerful. I'm sure that's probably has something to do with the 9/11 incident. You know, those guys, they probably send somebody to everyone. But, you know, again, the community has been, I've had great support for this. I called Warren Taylor day before yesterday, and I just, you know, this is really quick, and I apologize for that, but I ready typically do that at ready, fire, aim, you know, is how I typically operate. And I asked Warren if he would just play some music. And, oh, yeah, what time do you want me to be there? And it's just not even a question, not even a question. And so the family is doing, I think, as well as they can. I talked to my best friend Jeremy Shea, and he said he owns a coffee shop in Ennis, Montana, and they had a fundraiser on Saturday, much like this. They had three or four things they were raffling off, and then they just sold burgers and coffee, and all day long people were coming in. A lot of people didn't even buy anything; they just put money in it. They had $8,000 in the tip jar. They ended up raising close to $19,000. And so, and again, Jeremy's daughter lives in Ennis, so there was a connection there. And that's why it made us think, well, we can do something in Malta, too. I know none of the people here, most people probably don't even know Emily and I, but it'll be an opportunity for us to meet them. But they know the firemen, and they know the sheriff's department, and they know that the EMTs, they know the Border Patrol people. Those are all neighbors, just like we are, and we just want to help somebody that needs some help.
Well, it's good that you're here throwing this on and showing appreciation for our locals, and again, helping out this family that's much needed. How old is the daughter?
1 year old.
1 year old. Wow. That is very sad. There's just no words. And today in this country, we've got to start banding together and backing our responders, because they need it. Between mental health and back on Wyatt, like, kind of explain to people the mental, what weighs on you mentally every time you go out. I mean, because there is that issues when you, can you treat a call as a call and then leave it at the door? I mean, as a first responder myself, there was some where you can't just leave at the door.
Yeah, that, you know, that's another issue we deal with, being such a small knit, tight knit community. And I grew up here, so a lot of the people, most of the people that I deal with on a day to day basis with my job, I know. I went to school with. You know, I can go visit with them when I'm not wearing the badge and I'm not wearing my gun. I can go visit with them, and it's tough. But it's something that I feel like I can do. I did 13 years in the military, and being able to do that, it kind of helped me deal with the mental aspect of this. I talk about it. I have a very, you know, close family, you know, at home and at work. We all are very close, and we could talk about it and we could figure it out. Another thing that's tough is the resources we have here when dealing with mentally distressed people. It happens a lot, and you know, it goes from us having to do writing a traffic ticket to being you know, somebody's shoulder to cry on or somebody to talk to, because that's what a lot of people need. And there's a lot of times when we don't have the resources or the knowledge to be able to handle some of these calls, and it's sad and it's scary, but we do the best we can. And I know everybody that I work with does the best that they can. And Sheriff Jerry Lytle is a very good proponent of that. He helps us. He talks to us. If he does see that maybe we had a distressing call, he will take us into his office and visit with us. He'll call us on our off time. So yeah, it is a challenge, but we deal with it the best we can, for sure.
Well, thank you guys for coming in today. Again, that's this lunch benefits this Wednesday, March 13th at 11:30 a.m. at Rivers Bend Assisted Living. It's sponsored by Phillips County Hospital and the Rivers Bend Assisted Living. And many of the businesses around here have donated for the silent auction. And I hope everybody out there stops in and pays respects. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, this has been KMMR's What's Happening. I'm Ry Tharp, and I've been visiting with Tony Simonson and Wyatt Uphouse on the free lunch and benefit. Thanks for listening.